Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
The clock is ticking down to the 1st of October. That's the that is the target date set by Mitch McConnell and by the president to get a final vote on Judge Brett Kavanaugh to become Justice Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, a lot of us here in Nevada, we care very deeply about Yucca Mountain, and many of us are divided as whether Yucca Mountain should be a repository or should it be a reprocessing center. Is it possible that the Brett Kavanaugh story and the Yucca Mountain story are interrelated? Let's check in with Katie Tubb, policy analyst for the Institute for Economic Freedom, and she joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks very much for having me on.
You did an op-ed piece last week, and I read it, and I said, now, this is interesting. Is there a connection between Brett Kavanaugh and Yucca Mountain, and if so, what is it?
Yeah, I think the whole reason I wrote the piece is to say, no, there is no connection, though he did engage in a legal argument about it and just happened to uphold, I think, the constitutional responsibilities of each branch of government rather than making a policy statement about Yucca Mountain.
Let me ask you, though. So what is it that Brett Kavanaugh did that led a lot of people to say, relative to Yucca Mountain?
Yeah, so it takes a little bit of history. So back in the 80s, Congress developed, you know, this policy that said Department of Energy is responsible for collecting nuclear waste. And should everything go through with the permit, it's going to go at Yucca Mountain. Fast forward to 2008, Department of Energy puts in their license request at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And just as that was happening, President Obama comes in and essentially grinds everything to a halt. So whatever kind of objective scientific review was going on was just stopped. And essentially what that did is put the industry in this holding pattern of, you know, where are we going to put our waste? We have contracts with the Department of Energy. And it also put taxpayers on the hook because of those contracts. So all that gets kicked up into the courts and reaches Judge Kavanaugh eventually. So 2013, he writes this opinion that essentially forces the executive branch, so Department of Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, to continue following the law, meaning continue to review the Yucca Mountain permit. And that's kind of where we are today. But essentially, Judge Kavanaugh was just holding up the law that Congress passed in the 80s and said, Congress, if you don't like the law, if you don't like the policy, your responsibility is to change it. And executive branch, your responsibility is not to have an opinion about the law, but to follow it.
Again, Katie Tubb joining us, policy analyst for the Institute for Economic Freedom. Is this an issue? Is Yucca Mountain an issue that could ultimately find itself in the lap of the United States Supreme Court?
I don't know. Right now we're having an appropriations battle, so the House has routinely tried to continue funding the end of the licensing process, and the Senate continually pulls it out of appropriations bills. So we're at kind of a deadlock until something can happen there, but the Trump administration has done its best anyway to follow the law.
Let me ask you, your impressions of Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not a legal analyst, but from what I can see, I see a consistent track record over the last 12 or so years defending the Constitution. And I think that should be attractive to any American, you know, regardless of your opinion of an issue like Yucca Mountain, where he didn't engage in what he thought the law should be, but rather defended the law and the Constitution. And to me, that's a very attractive quality in a judge, not to mention he's just got a lot of experience behind him.
Katie, just a quick question before we let you go, and I'm just curious. Is this an issue? Is the Yucca Mountain issue, is it going to be decided in the courts? Is it going to be decided in the legislature or maybe the executive branch? Where is this issue going to end?
Yeah, I think the burden is on Congress. The Department of Energy has tried under the under President Trump to actually follow the law, and they're running out of money, which leaves us back with Congress, which holds, you know, the strings of the purse. So it's got to come down to Congress taking responsibility.
Katie, thank you so much. I loved your piece. If folks want to know more about what you're writing, about what you're up to, where can they go?
Yeah, just go to heritage.org, and you can get all of our analysis, whether on nuclear energy policy or specifically on Brett Kavanaugh. We welcome readers of all varieties.
I love that. I love it. Katie, thank you so much. We'll talk again.
Great. Thanks very much.
There you have it. Katie Tubb, policy analyst for the Institute for Economic Freedom. Check her out at the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation does so much good work. Okay. Laura Ingraham. This is kind of interesting. There is a new strategy out there on the left. Have you noticed it just in the last week? That what's happening is the left is now equating. I mean, they've tried the alt-right. It's all about the Nazi stuff. That has not worked. For some reason on the left, depicting the president as an alt-right president, it hasn't stuck. So there is a new way of doing this. And Laura Ingraham on Friday night, don't know if you caught this, was on with Howie Kurtz and invoked the MSNBC new policy, the new comparison of comparing the president to Stalin.
Your mainstream Destroy Trump media has constantly tried and constantly failed to sink the Trump presidency. And night after night, they're pushing scandal after scandal. It's day after day, and now it has come full circle. Now, tonight, the outrage of the day is centered around members of the media talking about themselves and their own little bubble and how some believe that the president's rhetoric and conservative...
Hey, okay. That was my buddy. That was my buddy, Sean Hannity. Yeah. We'll get to Laura Ingraham. But essentially what they're doing is they're now trying to equate the president to Joseph Stalin. And what? Stalin killed, 40 million people, something like that? Yeah, 40 million people. Unbelievable. And last time I checked, Donald Trump hasn't killed anybody. That's what's so friggin' amazing about this. That's what's so incredible. Anyway, the bottom line is that what they're trying to do is they're trying to make, they're looking for any comparison that will stick. They tried the Nazi thing. They tried the fascist thing, and none of that worked. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I may even open up our phone lines at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. But when you hear this comparison to Stalin, you won't believe it. It's that good. As we continue, my name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business.
And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food. would you like?
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you are very patiently holding. We thank you for that. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, let's go to Brady. Brady is in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning. What's up, Brady?
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I wanted to bring up what happened last weekend with the Antifa protest in Portland and also what happened to Alex Jones getting banned off the internet. I find it very, very crazy that the government allows Antifa to show up at these peaceful protests for Trump with a mask on and guns and does nothing, yet Alex Jones is kicked off Facebook for posting live footage of Antifa. Isn't it kind of like ridiculous how they're doing this?
Well, I remember the testimony of Mark Zuckerberg, and I thought it was so disingenuous. He says, you know, we provide a platform for all voices. But then has to admit, well, there are some voices we will not take. And obviously one of them is Alex Jones. And I don't follow Alex Jones lots, but I'm going to tell you this. Either you are a platform for all voices, or you censor some. Now, the question is, when is somebody going to open up a competitor to Facebook? It's not Instagram, because they're owned by Facebook. Do you have a feel for is there going to be another platform within the next 6 months where an Alex Jones can go?
Yes, because I actually heard Wayne Allyn Root talking about he's getting together with somebody to do like a conservative alternative to Facebook, which will be awesome. What I did not like about Facebook, who they're going after next, is anybody who's a conservative or a nationalist and believes in this country, but you cannot be a climate change denier. We're going to go after them and shut them down on the internet. That's their next goal, is to shut anybody down who goes after their global warming agenda and their globalist agenda. And that's why they hate Alex Jones and Trump, people like me, people like you. We're nationalists. We believe in this country. Americans are number one, not Muslims, not anybody else who's immigrating here. And thank God that Trump's standing up for the Americans.
Well, America first is what he calls it. And it's true. You know, now when does, let me just ask you this, and Brady, I think, brings up a great point. Where does somebody defending America first become anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, anti-whatever? And is there a point at which we need to speak up and be heard? Think of that. What is the difference between someone who is pro-American, wants America, you know, does not want to accept immigrants from countries like Guatemala, would rather have Norway or Sweden represented in our country. And when does that become something that maybe we don't want our country to be? I happen to think the president, you know, in fact, a lot of people have been talking about the president, how, well, you know, a lot of his rhetoric, whenever he calls people low IQ or this or that, he's always talking about African Americans. And the fact is that that's just not true. 17 candidates for president. Donald Trump was one of them. The other 16. The president went after all of them. One by Rick Perry, white guy, Texan, went after him. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, white guy, Southerner. Megyn Kelly, white woman. I mean, they're trying everything they can. And, you know, the good thing is, out of all of this, the really good thing is that basically the American people have tuned out. Now, the question is, where is Alex Jones going to go? Where are others that get kicked off of Twitter and Facebook? Where are they going to go? They can't go to Instagram because Instagram is owned by Mark Zuckerberg and the folks at Facebook. Where do they go? And there's going to have to be a new platform of sorts. Now, whether Wayne Allen Root or somebody else comes up with it, we're going to need a platform where patriots can have their voice heard. That really is what Mark Zuckerberg described. A platform for all voices. That's what Mark Zuckerberg told Congress. That what he had created was a platform for all voices. But then we find out conservative groups, I'm sorry, we're going to limit your free speech. Alex Jones, we're going to limit your free speech. In fact, we're going to curtail it. In fact, we're going to eliminate it. So where do we go? To those of you that are much smarter than I am when it comes to all things social media. Where can conservative voices go? And by the way, they will come after those of us that are conservative. And I firmly believe they're going to come after those of us that are on conservative talk radio. And that's why it's so important that you support the advertisers of conservative talk radio. If somebody comes to your front door and says, hey, we want you to advertise, say yes, step up, because that's what this is about. That's what this is about. That eventually they're going to come after Rush, Levin, Hannity, Wayne Allen Root, Kevin Wall. They're going to come after all of us. Stick around, more to do. We'll get to more of your calls. Marty will be leading us off. Everybody else behind Marty. How about that? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. By the way, I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we have created something brand new. It's called Live and Local Now on Demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue, then Live and Local Now on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. So try it out now. Go right to your smartphone, kevinwallradio.com, and sample an hour from last week or last month. It's all right there. Do it. KevinWallRadio.com. Marty, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, Marty.
Hey, one thing I just wanted, we were talking about maybe getting, I know there are a couple of fledgling sites out there that are trying to make a go of it, as an alternative to Facebook. But one problem I think might exist is that it might just be, once we get conservatives on there, then it might be difficult to get other people on there to have a debate. I mean, they might just not even go on there, and it might just be like preaching to the choir or something.
Well, but do we need to have a quote debate? All we need is a place where conservative voices are allowed.
I agree, but I think along with that, there ought to be some kind of a. A lot of people go on there and they just talk about things like a conversation club, without, and maybe if they could like have a call to become more involved politically or something like that, it might be have a greater value or something.
You mean like a call to action of some sort?
Yeah, a call to action. Exactly. Yeah. I so on Facebook, I see just a lot of people just talking endlessly about things as a way to vent, but not really doing a whole big lot.
Well, the big question is what you want from social media. What is it, and I'll just ask you, Brady, what is it you think social media, like Twitter, like Facebook, like Instagram, what should it be? Should it be a freewheeling debate? Or should it be just people espousing their beliefs?
Well, it's a good question because when you get into debating, it just becomes like shouting matches sometimes, one person trying to outdo the other. And a lot of times that doesn't go anywhere. But then in the other extreme, people just might talk about things and not do anything at all. So, that's a good question, I guess.
Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate it. No, that is it. If you don't like Facebook, and by the way, I don't like Facebook. I've just never been a big fan. And after watching Mark Zuckerberg testify before Congress, I'm even less of a fan. When he lies through his teeth and says, we created Facebook to be a platform for all ideas. Now, what he takes that to mean is conservative ideas need not apply, but that we are here for all liberal ideas, a platform for all liberal ideas. That's what he really means, but that's not what Facebook is. It's not what it's become, because they are limiting conservative ideas. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Brady. Tell me what social media should be. Should it be just like-minded people? Conservatives in one area? Liberals in another area? What is it that it's the same question could be asked of conservative talk radio. Now, as you well know, she's off for the summer, but we've had Aaron Bilbray on a regular basis. We have regular callers who are very, very liberal. We have conservative callers. But what is it that social media in this country should be, or around the world should be? I happen to like the idea of a platform for all ideas, even though many of those ideas I may violently disagree with. I'm going to tell you, I think we are headed towards a world where conservative ideas need not apply. I really do believe. I know, seriously. I mean, I really do believe that they're out to get us. And that there are folks in the liberal media, in the lamestream media, that would like nothing better than to see Fox News just go away. That they would like it to disappear. By the way, just so you don't think. By the way, can we do Bill Maher? Can we do Bill Maher real quick? Bill Maher is a guy that I have very little respect for. He does make me laugh from time to time. But, you know, this whole thing of the enemy of the people, the left is running with it. They're starting to compare it to Stalin. Let's go to cut four. Bill Maher, over the weekend on HBO, takes on Trump and the whole argument about the enemy of the people. This is cut four. Here we go.
Now, we've been on vacation for about, I can always tell when it's time to come back from a vacation because the state is on fire. That's usually. And you know that it is 95 days until the election, so clear your calendar. And the voting systems are more insecure than the president. Now, our president has always been unhinged, and I have to say, in the last month, he did not get more hinged. Did you say, this week he held two of his hillbilly Nuremberg rallies. And, and it's, it's scary to people in this profession. I mean, he calls the media the enemy of the people, except, of course, for Fox News. They're so far up his ass. The enemy.
Yeah. See, I always love it that when push comes to shove, people on the left want to make fun of people like you and me. They have a gross disrespect of people like you and me. We're hillbillies. We're Bible thumpers. We live in flyover country. Did you notice that? I hate that. No, I do. Oh, and then there's Brian Stelter. This is cut two. Media critic for CNN. He didn't even use his own airways for this. He took this stench and took it to the venerable BBC. Ryan Stelter is the media critic, this cut to, for CNN. But he took to the air on the BBC because he fears for the safety of the mainstream media. Like somehow something bad's going to happen to them. Listen to this, Brian Stelter from CNN.
Well, I think the president has been singing the same tune about the media for two or three years, but he's doing it now in a much louder way. He's practically screaming at these rallies, and he's holding more and more of these rallies. So there is a renewed sense of concern about how his behavior, the behavior of the crowds that surround him, and his talk of enemies of the people. Obviously, all patriotic Americans know that the American press is not the enemy of the people. It's a rhetorical device that the president is using, and he's ratcheting up because he wants to run against the media in the U.S. midterm elections, even though we are not on the ballot. To answer your direct question, you know, I don't want to speak for others. I do think there is a cause for concern about security that didn't exist, let's say, 3 years ago when President Trump was just starting to run as a candidate. However, thankfully, we do not see the kind of violence in the U.S. that we have seen in other parts of the world where journalists are tarred as fake and targeted as in violent ways. Hopefully, we will not begin to see that kind of violence here.
That's Brian Stelter, CNN. And by the way, the safest place. I mean, safer than Chicago. What was Chicago? As of right now, 71 shot, 11 killed in Chicago just over the weekend. It's a lot safer to be at a Trump rally than it is to be on the streets of Chicago. Am I right on that? Anybody dispute that? My friends from Culinary, you want to dispute that? I don't think so. Stick around. We got a bunch to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana National, 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org.
Are you a millions of Americans still uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
One of the things we try and do on this program on a regular basis, it's live and local, by the way, 790 Talk Now, news and talk that rocks here in Las Vegas, 98.1 in the Coachella Valley, on 1400 AM in Reno and Sparks in Carson City, on 1230 AM on KELY, Wyatt Cox at the controls this morning in Ely, in Battle Mountain, 98.5 FM, 101.1 FM in Amargosa Valley, 98.7 FM in Hawthorne, in Pahrump. We're on TV there. 46.6. That's the channel. Channel 46.6. But wherever you may be listening, we try and let you know what the trends are. And then the latest trend is to try and pin on the president something derogatory. And in this particular case, it's not that the president is being Nazi-like or that he's being a fascist. Remember the organization? And we quoted from some of their releases. But that they thought that the president was a fascist, an authoritarian. And then what we find out is that the new thing is that he's like Joseph Stalin. Let's go to cut four. I'm sorry. Cut three. This is Laura Ingraham with Howie Kurtz invoking the MSNBC new deal, invoking MSNBC's Trump comparison to Joseph Stalin.
There's this one crazy moment today of many crazy moments on television involving our friend John Meacham, historian, and also Chuck Todd. It seems like they've moved from Hitler and booking another famous dictator. Let's watch.
It's simply a Stalinist phrase, for God's sake. It comes out of right. totalitarian regimes to declare that a free press is the enemy of the people. It's in their self-interest to stop playing this totalitarian card.
Tonight, I'm obsessed with President Trump's repeated Stalin-era assertion that the press is, quote, the enemy of the people. Does he really believe that?
Stalin. Is this working, the Stalin, Hitler, I guess the Pol Pot, Erdogan?
I guess the Hitler thing wasn't polling well, so they brought in Joseph Stalin. Look, I also happen to believe the president of fake news as the enemy of the American people. I think it sometimes distracts from his message, but the coverage of this is so stunningly one-sided. When journalists and commentators use the Stalin analogy, when they call President Trump unhinged, mentally unfit, undermining world peace, danger to Western civilization, they are lowering the discourse in precisely the way they accuse the president, who they detest.
Joseph Stalin atrocities, just for fun on a Friday. 20 to 25 million killed under Stalin, an additional 40 million killed, often linked to him. Had millions of people, of course, sent to labor camps, concentration camps, expanded the secret police, all sorts of other atrocities, to the citizens spying on one another. It's just patently ridiculous.
See, I love that. And you never know when they're going to bring out another one of these. Oh, I've got one for you. I'll bring it to you in a minute. Just want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF. That's a best feline friend to something special. Grab your smartphone right now and check out meowawana.com. That's meowiwana.com. By the way, I've got to order some more. I'm running low. My BFF, little Carly, my BFF, running low. Sorry about that. I'm sorry, Carly. I really am. Yet another new trend. You know how, like, in recent elections, like in the last, what, two or three elections, remember how Republicans were anti-woman? Well, they've quit doing that because women flocked to Donald J. Trump, even though there was a woman running on the other side. But I want you to listen. This is Roy Blunt, and this is Cut 6, along with Chuck Todd. The new Democrat strategy is that Republicans are somehow anti-black. The president is anti-people of color.
Are you concerned that the president is defining the GOP as anti-black? Well, the GOP is not anti-black. And when you look at what's happening in the economy and lots of other places, but, you know, when he says things like you about some Maxine Waters who...
It's always with an African-American when he questions intelligence. That's what makes a lot of people uncomfortable with what he's doing.
I don't think always. I mean, look at what he said about his various opponents in the Republican primary.
Yeah.
It's not always, but it's... I think you've got to be more careful in our society about what you say about people that are different than you. You know, a lot of things, for instance, you could say about Maxine Waters, but to indicate she's not a bright person is not one of them. She is very smart and very calculating and grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. So I served with her in the House. I usually don't.
Sounds like you embrace her, though, as a proud daughter of St. Louis.
I embrace her as a person who has given a lot of time to public service and has a different viewpoint than I do. But it's not a viewpoint that's not based on her factual view of the world.
Okay, fair enough. But did you notice that rather pointed question? Yeah, the pointed question about, you know, the president and the Republican Party being anti-black. They're always looking for something. They're always looking for something. And it's either that we are anti-woman. Did you remember that from like 4 or 5 years ago? The war on women. Now what's it going to be? A war on black people. And yet, the unemployment rate is at an all-time low in the African-American community. Wages are up. I guess that doesn't count. You'd rather be living under a black president where the GDP was like 1.9%. Is that right? Is that really what you want? Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Stick around. Oh, guess what's coming up next? I'm so excited. I love it when we get a chance to visit with Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com. And I'll find out if any of these things are tracking well with her. The idea of being either anti-black. Are we being anti-black? I don't think so. Not on this show. Anti-immigrant? Nope. Not on this show. We'll see what you think coming up next. It is Monday. It is Live and Local Now. Another one bites the dust. Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.